South Korea's new president, Roh Moo-hyun, visits the White House today as the United States tries to decide how to contain North Korea's nuclear ambitions. President Roh, who was selected in December, has been urging America to negotiate with North Korea and to do everything possible to avoid a military confrontation. The Bush administration says it wants to resolve the issue peaceably, but that it won't give in to what it calls North Korean blackmail. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
North Korea claims to have nuclear weapons and to be in the process of making more. Pyongyang also has renounced its previous commitments to international agreements on nonproliferation. The U.S. and its allies in Northeast Asia are trying to find a way to convince the North to give up its nuclear programs. James Lilly, former U.S. ambassador to South Korea, says the U.S. and its allies agree on some basic principles.
No nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. This is common to China, Japan, South Korea, and us. We all agree. Number two, we all agree that you must have economic reform in North Korea and that these two issues are linked. And number three, we feel that there should not be preemptive military action against North Korea because of the effect it would have on South Korea.
But South Korea and the United States diverge on how to achieve their common goals. President Roh Moo-hyun wants the United States to avoid confrontation and to be more flexible in responding to what the Bush administration views as extortion. Victor Cha, a professor of government at the Georgetown University School of Foreign Service, says the main area of disagreement is on the use of force.
President Bush puts that on the table, not as an option of first resort, but as an option of last resort in dealing with the North. And President Roh really doesn't even want to consider that as a possibility. That's going to be a tough gap to close between the two leaders.
Cha says the U.S. seems to be pursuing a two-track approach. On the one hand, offering to talk to the North. On the other, considering other forms of pressure to put on North Korea. One possibility, Cha says, is restricting the flow of hard currency to the poverty-stricken North by curbing its ability to sell narcotics and missiles. Ambassador Lilly supports the two-pronged approach.
What we're saying to them is, if you don't handle your threat level, you ain't going to get anything. We're not going to buy you off. If you don't go along with us, you face the prospect of our friends and allies getting together and beginning to turn the squeeze on you, like the Chinese have given you some indications.
Ambassador Lilly says that in dealing with North Korea, the U.S. and its allies need both a carrot and a stick. When Roh Moo-hyun was elected president of South Korea, there was concern in Washington about the future of the 50-year-old alliance, mainly because of Roh's past pronouncements about the need to get U.S. forces out of South Korea. But since Roh's election, he has demonstrated a great capacity to be pragmatic. Victor Cha says the best example was Roh's decision to support the U.S.-led war in Iraq.
At the time of his election, if someone had raised this as a possibility, I don't think anybody would have imagined that he would have made such a decision. Within the administration, that decision was very important in terms of believing that this was someone that they could work with.
South Korea's new president now says it was a mistake to call for the withdrawal of U.S. troops. He says that at some point the Americans should leave, but not just yet. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.